This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. They agreed on all but one count, the big one, in Sean Diddy Combs' racketeering and sex trafficking trial. So the jury goes back to work in the morning. It's the racketeering part the jury's struggling with.
We have this note saying there's a partial verdict, saying that they have an unpersuadable opinion between them when it comes to that first count of racketeering conspiracy, but they have a verdict as it applies to the other four counts.
ABC News legal contributor Mike Buckmeyer. Speaker Mike Johnson says the Senate went a little farther than many of us would have preferred in changing the massive spending bill. Some members wanted more savings. Others say the cuts went too far. Some went home for the weekend and must fly back now with delays all across the country. Just in, President Trump says Israel is agreeable to a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza, urging Hamas to accept the deal because he said it will only get worse. In record heat at Wimbledon, Coco Gauff loses in the first round. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin legislators and Governor Tony Evers have agreed on a new budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
It includes the $1.3 billion tax cut Republicans had wanted, and the State Journal reports Governor Tony Evers has promised he will not veto it when it comes to his desk. Meanwhile, the plan gives what Evers calls the largest increase to the UW system in almost 20 years, with a $256 million jump over the next biennium. That includes money to stabilize campuses at risk of closing and increasing pay for staff. Republicans, including Speaker Robin Voss, have been pushing for an $87 million cut to the system. Co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Senator Howard Markline.
This budget has involved an awful lot of compromise. This is my fourth budget as co-chair of Joint Finance Committee, and this will be the fourth budget that the governor will sign. So I think that demonstrates, again, our ability to work across the aisle and get things done.
The plan also includes a large increase in special ed funding, money for child care providers, and more money for mental health services in schools. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The full legislature will vote on the bill tomorrow. Republican legislators on the state's Joint Finance Committee released only part of the funds allocated for 2023 Act 20, a law that mandates phonics-based instruction to address reading literacy in schools across Wisconsin. The law called for $50 million in funding, but only $9 million was released. The money will be used to hire over five dozen literacy coaches at schools with the lowest reading scores. The remaining $41 million is now returned to the state's general fund. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Big changes for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks making some record moves in free agency. They waived Damian Lillard, who suffered that torn Achilles tendon. Lillard, who turns 35 later this month, will be paid $22.5 million over the next 5 years in dead money by the Bucks owners. GM John Horst then making a deal to acquire Indiana Pacers center Miles Turner, a four-year deal worth $107 million. Turner is 29 years old. He'll replace 37-year-old Brooke Lopez, who will sign a two-year contract with the LA Clippers. To get under the salary cap, the Bucks had to trade guard Pat Connaughton and two future second-round picks to the Charlotte Hornets in exchange for Vasilije Micic, a 31-year-old guard from Serbia. And Milwaukee will also sign 11-year veteran guard Gary Harris of the Orlando Magic. Again, Damian Lillard, no longer with the Bucks. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets rained out tonight in New York. They'll play a split doubleheader tomorrow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-60s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, maybe a stray storm, a high to the upper 80s. And near 90 on Thursday, another slight storm chance. A couple of storms around for the 4th of July, high, low 90s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Maggie Dawn.
Join us this Wednesday for our special early July 4th episode, digging deep on today's attacks on our freedoms. Defending civil rights isn't optional. It's our shared obligation. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
It's true, folks. Welcome back to Nightlight as we kick off Act Two here. I am Pete Schwabba, your host, the kid Conrad Krieger, the lovable producer Conrad working the board, and we've got a great guest here in studio, Carl Lowenstein from Sturgeon Spirits Distillery. We'll get back to Carl in just a second, but if you missed the first half of the show, I got a piece of glass in my foot, and I don't know what to do. I don't want to go to the hospital for this. It's just, it's annoyance, but I know it's in there. I'm not bleeding. It's very frustrating. So texters have been nice enough to give me some advice on what to do. I don't know if I should believe them or not, but we'll keep those thoughts coming. If you want to text in, if you have a question for Carl Lowenstein, my guest at the moment from Sturgeon Spirits Distillery, you could text in a question. That would be great. Our question of the night is, what drink will you be nursing on the 4th of July? The 4th of July is a notorious drinking holiday. I don't condone unsafe behavior. But, you know, if you're in a safe environment and you're just going to sip something all day, what will it be? I tend to overdo. Like, I've nursed Bloody Marys, like, on a Sunday watching football. Just nursed them. Martinis aren't something you really want to nurse, probably, but an old-fashioned or a summer drink, like a margarita. I don't know. We'll ask our guest that, what a good drink to nurse is. And I'm going to ask Carl about a lot of his they have so many great vodkas, folks. You have to go check out what is your website? Is it just Sturgeon?
Yeah, it's sturgeonspirits.com.
Yeah, I have that right in front of me, and I'm making you do the legwork. Sturgeonspirits.com. They have everything they make, and I think I told you this earlier, Carl. I was looking at your website, and I'm like, there's like 100 vodkas, and I'm like, oh, they must only do vodka. And then I got farther down, it's like, oh no, they have bourbon and whiskey. Like, I don't even know how you guys do all that, but it's very ambitious, but they do tours. They're right there on Oregon Street in Oshkosh. So check out sturgeonspirits.com. Looks like just a wonderful place. And you told me during the break, too, you're doing a murder mystery night.
Oh, absolutely. We worked with one of your former guests, Ben of Laughable Production, and he has
great guy.
We've done about five now. We're doing about every other month, and it's super fun. He plays the lead detective. Everybody gets a character, and you may be the murderer and not know it. And then the part of the game is you try to solve the crime, and the person who figures it out wins a prize.
No one ever actually is bumped off, though.
No, there's always a killing at the beginning. Todd, my general manager, was killed in the first episode.
There's no actual taking of human life on these whimsical evenings.
Yeah, that's right. No animals were hurt in the making of this production.
You wouldn't host something like that at Sturgeon Spirits. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Pete, I have to say, the Epsom salt thing, that's what my grandmother used to do when you had something stuck in your
throat. Is that right?
Soak it until it would pop out. I didn't realize the context of that whole Epsom salt thing. That is exactly what I learned from my grandmother.
I find Epsom salts very intimidating. I don't really know what it is. I know my wife has bathed in them, but they kind of scare me. I don't know what I'm getting into. I guess I would dip my toe in the actual Epsom salts water and try to get the pizza glass out. We'll do that. What is a good, all right, you're a distiller, Carl. What is a good drink to nurse?
I think old fashions are great. We love to do variations on old fashions. You can't go wrong in Wisconsin.
Strong, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
We've started to branch out. We're doing some cocktails in cans for this summer. And so our most popular one, and we're making them about beer strength, about 5%. I don't even think they're on the website yet. He's looking. I can see him surfing.
Well, I was about to pull up the thousands of vodkas you make because I want to segue into that. But what is a good vodka? Isn't something you want to nurse, though, is it?
Well, like, I think a lot of people just do a vodka water, but we like we like the flavors. So you mentioned the rhubarb. That rhubarb gin is terrific on just with a little seltzer and which is a really nice simple cocktail that you can sip on all day. We do, it depends if you like fruitier things. We've got a lot of things. Like we do banana rum punch with our banana rum and orange juice and pineapple juice and a little cherry juice. It's delicious if you want to go fruitier.
How do you do that? Do you taste test everything? Do you have you pull all your friends in and have a party and go, this is what I'm thinking about doing? Or because you have all these craft cocktails. This is rhubarb month. rhubarb Negroni, rhubarb slap. Rhubarb spritz. This is so great. How do you do that, though? How do you find new flavors?
So I have to say, I can't take responsibility for it myself. Okay. I have the best people who work for me. And so Tanya is a cocktail master. So she's working there right there tonight. We're open till 8. And she comes up with new cocktails every week. And she is so good at it. She says, I think I'll put these ingredients together. And then she does, and it tastes great. So she doesn't even have to make them to know how good of a cocktail it will
be.
And then we try them and we're like, wow, that is awesome.
And then what do? You like test market it somehow or?
Well, Tuesday nights are a good night to come visit us because Tanya is usually giving out free samples.
Ooh.
You know, try the cocktails. See,
Conrad, where are you going? Conrad. Hey, if it's free, it's me. All right. So you've got also all these, talk about your vodkas. You got, well, this isn't even just vodka. This is jalapeno agave.
That's right.
How does that sound?
Delicious. So, what we like to do is you make the base spirits. It's the same process basically for all the different kinds of spirits. You get a little different flavor when it comes off the still. And then we love to use fresh and local ingredients. The jalapeno agave, the jalapenos came from our backyard.
Really?
So we grow some pepper plants to do the spicy things. I gave you the cranberry. That's all cranberries that come from Plover. We do a Door County cherry all come from Door. You name it, we try to use and source stuff locally and see how it turns out. We just are crazy. Like I mentioned to you in the break, we have a few fails. Like shrimp vodka did not go well.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that. Just even you saying that, I applaud your boldness for trying that. But what would that? Wow, shrimp vodka.
You know, oddly, it makes a really good shrimp cocktail sauce Bloody Mary.
Really?
So you use shrimp vodka, horseradish vodka, and tomato sauce, and it tastes just like shrimp cocktail.
But
if you like that sort of thing.
Do we want to drink that?
not many people do. I guarantee you.
Well, they can't all be winners, right? I mean, you've got enough stuff here.
That's right. We don't put the losers on the website.
You got barrel-aged vodka. That's what you were talking about before. Brown vodka. I'd never heard of that before.
I learned that from, that's an Eastern European thing. So that they would take vodka and just stick it in a barrel, and it picks up the flavor and character of the oak. You want to taste it. It's like drinking the inside of a barrel.
Yeah.
And you get oak and vanilla and some caramel. And those are all the flavors that are kind of blended in a whiskey, but they're really right up front when you have it in a vodka.
Where do you buy these barrels? Is there a company that makes barrels just for distilling?
Oh, yeah. We are small potatoes. There are so many barrel companies. You think about the Jim Beams and the Jack Daniels of the world. They're using millions of barrels a year. I'm only putting away 10 or 15 at a time, right? So my barrel companies are in Minnesota.
Okay. You've got, the whole reason I got you here, Carl, I have ulterior motives. I'm going to pitch you a product. I want, just keep an open mind. That's all I'm saying. Conrad, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I didn't wake you, did I? He's like, he gave me a look when he nodded like that, like I'm bothering. All right, Conrad, you know what we call some Nightlight listeners? I'm an inside guy.
Yeah.
I'm a self-proclaimed couch potato. A lot of Nightlight listeners, we call them couch potatoes. So couch potato vodka. Think about it, Carl. That's all I'm saying. Couch potato vodka. Con, what do you think?
That's all right.
Oh, we'll get back to Connor.
Oh, the question is, what flavor does a couch potato have?
I don't know.
Right, we got to make it distinctive. What's a Schwab flavor?
I don't know.
Oh, popcorn might actually be popcorn. Salted, like butter and salt.
Popcorn.
Might be interesting.
Couch potato popcorn. That sounds too busy. There's too much going on there, right? It's like plaid pants. Let me ask you this, Carl. You have all these great flavors. Have you guys dabbled at all in the non-alcoholic spirits?
I've looked at how you would make those. We always have an extensive list of mocktails on our menu. We always want to do at least a new mocktail with that approximates the flavors. So we haven't really gotten into trying to make our own non-alcoholic spirit, but we always want to make sure we have plenty of options for the non-drinker when they come in. And like, for example, we do the rhubarb. You take that list of rhubarb cocktails. We just made some essentially rhubarb syrup. And so you can kind of substitute in a little rhubarb flavored syrup for the rhubarb gin. And you get the same kind of character in a non-alcoholic drink that way.
My guest is Carl Lowenstein. He is the founder of Sturgeon Spirits Distillery in Oshkosh. They are right there on Oregon Street in Oshkosh. They do tours, events. They do murder mystery nights. It sounds like just an absolute blast. It's funny. Rhubarb on its own, don't care for it. Cranberry. Nobody eats a fistful of cranberries. But why are they so good? And is it just the hint of the flavor? Like, you've got rhubarb vodkas.
I love rhubarb. I mean, this is something I grew up with, right? Nothing like rhubarb crisp. Rhubarb, all these rhubarb cake. When I was a kid, rhubarb, we were just eating that in season, only in June, right? It's an early summer treat. And so basically that's what we did. We took the rhubarb, we had a touch of sugar that helps bring out the flavor and just sweeten up the product. And then we decided it blended best with our gin, which is a very light juniper. It's not a heavy juniper gin, so it's not super piney. It's kind of a light pine. It's got a little pine, but not a lot. And so that makes it pairs really nicely with the rhubarb.
I love the jalapeno vodka, cucumber vodka. That sounds really refreshing.
Well, you want a summer drink, cucumber vodka on seltzer. That might be a summer drink right there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so tell us about some of your craft cocktails. You have such an extensive list of these, and I know I sound like a kid in a candy store here, but you literally have not been in business that long. And that's what's kind of blowing my mind, that you have all these products. It sounds like you just never sleep or take a break.
I have a very short attention span.
Well, that works. Whatever, you know, that's a college professor. I don't know if that worked in that gig, but you know, here, this is great.
Always, there's always something new to learn, man. It's like I never taught the same course twice because I just wanted to figure out something new to be doing and learning and doing the whole thing.
Based on what you guys offer, because what we do here, we talk about TV, film, comedy, music, theater. Give me a great Sturgeon Spirits cocktail for a detective show.
Well, I think you got to go with the bourbon. So we have a bourbon that's on the bar. I think in some ways we did a bourbon lemonade, which is a great summer drink with a splash of bitters in there. It makes a really nice light kind of drink for hotter weather. I mean, I think, what else do we do? I think we do a lot of, what else do we do in the whiskey front? That's one of my favorites.
Okay.
I do like that one. I'll just go with that one. Let's not go with the second one. I think the whiskey lemonade makes a really nice combination.
What about if you sit down to watch like a Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Oh, that's a fruity cocktail. I mean, I might go with a martini. Yeah. We might go with one of our, we have like a three berry martini, which is delicious.
Okay.
We do some cream, like a raspberry cream, which is delicious. I think I like a lot of those. We do one of our most popular is a Blood Orange Sparkler, which is blood orange gin, and it's got a little ginger beer and a splash of lime. Delicious, simple, straightforward.
What's a good cocktail for like a lifetime Hallmark cheesy love story?
Oh, the cheesy love story.
Do you have a cheesy cocktail?
Well, you got to go chocolate. You got to go with the chocolate liqueur, and you got to do a chocolate covered cherry. You got to do something like that. That screams romance, to have that chocolate cocktail.
I totally agree. That's great. Can you stick around for one more segment?
Sure.
All right, fantastic. We're going to do a very short break here. And our guest, Carl Lowenstein, the founder of Sturgeon Spirits Distillery. I have the address here. 2663 Oregon Street, Oshkosh. Am I getting that right? All right. Former college professor, but he found his true love. And it's in the world of alcohol. And apparently you're very good at it. All right, we're coming back. We'll have a few more minutes with Carl after this very short break. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. More fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Civic Media Radio Network. We will catch up on some texts shortly. Right now, we have a few more minutes with our in-studio guest, Carl Lowenstein, who is I'm finding out, a TV and a movie fan. We're going to talk about Ferris Bueller's Day Off with Lisa Hale in just a few minutes. But you and I were talking about Reacher, and you said you liked it better than the books.
I did. That's great. I especially the first, and I think the third season. You're right. We were talking about that at the break. I think the third season brought it back. But same. What I like in the TV show is that the screenwriters have given him a sort of, you know, a sarcastic edge that I don't think is in the book. The book is much more sort of straightforward.
Yeah.
And the show makes him sort of not taking himself quite so seriously.
I agree. And I think we all have this fantasy that we just want to be this like nomadic lone wolf that just has a toothbrush in our pocket. That's not realistic. And I would probably hate my life after one day of that. But like, it's kind of cool that this guy does that. So we've got people looking at your website, Carl, it's great. PJ says, I'm looking at the website. Also, he says his cinnamon vanilla sounds good. Is that a vodka?
That's a vodka.
Okay. And PJ says, mulberries are delicious. You've got
to... Yeah, we have a mulberry tree on the property. We didn't get them picked in time last year.
Oh, wow.
It's coming.
Okay. That's fantastic. And then on the text line, Jim from Brookfield says, Carl, your drinks sound fantastic. I'm right there with you on rhubarb. We use it for rhubarb crisps. And my daughter just made a rhubarb gin and tonic, which was delicious. You'd be surprised how many people don't know how wonderful rhubarb is. I agree with that. But I will say this. I moved to Marinette, Wisconsin when I was 12. And this is what freaks me out about rhubarb. In our alley by our house, rhubarb grew next to a concrete alley. And I'm like, that's what we have in pie? Like, it just kind of creeped me out. I was like, but I imagine it's better.
You feel the same way about asparagus? That's ditch food, too.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, I love asparagus. And I would eat Alley rhubarb if I... Hey, there you go. Alley rhubarb vodka for all you couch potatoes.
That's right.
So what is your best seller, Carl?
Our best seller is the chocolate liqueur that we make in conjunction with the local chocolate shop in Oshkosh, Oaks Chocolate.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We sell a ton of that, and it's only seasonal. You get it from Thanksgiving to Valentine's Day, and then we take it off the market.
Before we let you go, too, I have to ask you about, you're very community-minded. You do a lot of work in the community. You're very community-oriented. Can you talk about that a little bit as it pertains to Sturgeon Spirits?
Well, I would say I was always very active in the community. I, in fact, was on the school board back in 2010, and so I have always wanted to make my community a better place. And so being a small businessman is great because I can give back in a different sort of way, right? And it's more than just my time. And so I really support, of course, the Sturgeon Ecology, and we give a lot of money to the Sturgeon for Tomorrow and the various organizations that help support the health of the lake and its streams and the sturgeon as well. We've also moved into a new brand that's called Squadron Spirits, and we support Old Glory Honor Flights part of the profits for that sub-brand. So we have that. For EAA, we kind of have a special pilot-based product line that we do for them. And then we, as I said, then we give part of the money back to the Old Glory Honor Flights, which is a great organization, and they do amazing things for veterans.
Can you make sturgeon better looking? Is there anything you can do to make a sturgeon a better looking fish?
I just say we just keep them in the lake. I mean, there are one ugly fish, especially when that mouth is extended when they're horrible. Out of the water.
But they're fascinating, but ugly.
They are. Yeah. And they're amazing. And, you know, I appreciate the fact that we in Wisconsin were able to do something nobody else in the world was to do. There are no populations of sturgeon anywhere else except in Lake Winnebago.
Is that true?
Not that's self-sustaining like our population.
Kidding. All the more reason to protect Lake Winnebago, which you guys are part of at
Absolutely.
Sturgeon Spirits. I was on the I was not on the school board. I was the PTA president at our school in LA when we lived in LA for 2 years. My administration ended in scandal, but I was the PTA president. I didn't get much done. What do you do when you're done at working at your distillery? What are you kicking back with at night? One of your own cocktails. What do you go for?
I have actually just been really into my canned cocktails. So I just take home and I crack a great popsicle or a cherry limeade. Or actually, we have a brand new margarita in a can, which is delicious. And they're a little lower alcohol. It is like having a beer at the end of the night, but it's my own product. And that's usually what I end up doing while I'm sitting around watching Reacher. I don't know what I'm gonna watch next. I did watch the Jason Bourne series. I got in a hook and I watched all five movies.
Oh, I haven't seen that. How? But you watched the series too?
Well, no, I haven't seen the show. Oh, okay. I just watched all five
movies. Gotcha.
Yeah, I know there's a series too. I just kind of
Treadstone got, I think yeah. I haven't watched it either, but
I just got hooked into Jason Bourne.
We'll have to figure out what cocktails go best with which movies and TVs, because I think there's something there. But we've got about a minute left. You've got some events coming up. Let's talk about that.
Well, we had a great thing we're doing with Ben. So we're going to do our first stand-up comedy night at our place July 18th.
Okay.
We're going to do a pairing dinner with one of our favorite caterers. It's going to be an outdoor barbecue with paired cocktails, and that's going to be on July 19th. We're having music. I'll put in a plug for my son. Peter is a great young musician. He's going off to graduate school in classical guitar at Johns Hopkins next month.
And
he's doing
his
last gig. Singer-songwriter with his friend Jaquan, the guitar player and drummer at our place on Saturday afternoon, 3:30 to 5:30. He's an amazing musician, and
that's fantastic.
Take advantage.
Wow.
I'm very proud of him for that.
So what's he going to do after... Is he want to be part of like a symphony or something? Or
he knows how to wait tables.
My daughter is learning how to do that. She's a musical theater student, so she's learning that this summer.
He loves classical guitar. He is amazingly good at it, and it's his passion. I think in the end, he may end up being a teacher and maybe get a job. A lot of universities have a classical guitar instructor on their staff, so he may end up doing that, and then you play concerts as part of your academic work as a music professor.
It's nice when you can use his talents too at your own distillery, which is outstanding. Carl Lowenstein, thank you so much. Check out Sturgeon Spirits Distillery, folks, in Oshkosh. Thank you so much for your time and continued success.
Thanks so much, Pete. It was great talking to you tonight.
That was a lot of fun. We're coming back, and we're talking Ferris Bueller's Day Off with new Wisco Weekend host Lisa Hale. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwama on the Civic Media Radio Network. Like the sunny morning light. And if you
Please let her know that I'm well.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. They agreed on all but one count, the big one, in Sean Diddy Combs' racketeering and sex trafficking trial. So the jury goes back to work in the morning. It's the racketeering part the jury's struggling with.
We have this note saying there's a partial verdict, saying that they have an unpersuadable opinion between them when it comes to that first count of racketeering conspiracy, but they have a verdict as it applies to the other four counts.
ABC News legal contributor Mike Buckmeyer. Speaker Mike Johnson says the Senate went a little farther than many of us would have preferred in changing the massive spending bill. Some members wanted more savings. Others say the cuts went too far. Some went home for the weekend and must fly back now with delays all across the country. Just in, President Trump says Israel is agreeable to a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza, urging Hamas to accept the deal because he said it will only get worse. In record heat at Wimbledon, Coco Gauff loses in the first round. This is ABC News.
Big changes for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks making some record moves in free agency. They waived Damian Lillard, who suffered that torn Achilles tendon. Lillard, who turns 35 later this month, will be paid $22.5 million over the next 5 years in dead money by the Bucks owners. GM John Horst then making a deal to acquire Indiana Pacers center Miles Turner, a four-year deal worth $107 million. Turner is 29 years old. He'll replace 37-year-old Brooke Lopez, who will sign a two-year contract with the LA Clippers. To get under the salary cap, the Bucks had to trade guard Pat Connaughton and two future second-round picks to the Charlotte Hornets in exchange for Vasilije Micic, a 31-year-old guard from Serbia. And Milwaukee will also sign 11-year veteran guard Gary Harris of the Orlando Magic. Again, Damian Lillard, no longer with the Bucks. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets rained out tonight in New York. They'll play a split doubleheader tomorrow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Apple Films' F1 is definitely a hit, but will it be a financial success? Sounds like a strange question, but prognosticators are curious. The film opened number one with a $57 million domestic haul and has brought in $145 million worldwide. The Brad Pitt-Jerry Bruckheimer effort received excellent reviews, but still landed a little short of expectations. How to Train Your Dragon came in second place with just under $20 million and a less than 50% drop-off in week three, giving it a domestic total of just over $200 million. Disney Pixar's Elio, although a bit of a disappointment, still came in third place with just over $10 million at the gate. Megan 2.0 underperformed as well, earning much less than the first chapter of the film, coming in at about $10 million domestically. Rounding out the top five was 28 Years Later, which came in just under $10 million in its second week of release. Fasten your seatbelts, though, moviegoers. A dinosaur invasion is happening tomorrow. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-60s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, maybe a stray storm, a high to the upper 80s. And near 90 on Thursday, another slight storm chance. A couple of storms around for the 4th of July, high, low 90s.
We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night. And today, the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin state budget, good, bad, what's going on with that? Dan Schaefer will join us to talk about that. Darren Von Ruden and Wisconsin farmers in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. Just a reminder, we will be off. There will be no live show Thursday, Friday, or Monday, folks. But we will have programming all set to go, right? We've got a Madison-based night.
Friday will be all music guests that have performed in Madison. So that's pretty cool.
When I was doing the show for Madison, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be a fun episode.
And then Monday is going to be a quiz show. So all the quizzes that we have done, I've put together and made a little show from it.
The next time we have Carl on, let's do a booze quiz. Because I don't think we've done a booze quiz at all yet.
No, we have not.
And I'm sorry I didn't see this, Lori. This great text you sent, Lori from Hayward. She's in the 715. She says, does your guest make a dreamsicle canned drink? Okay, I saw this text, Lori, and he does, but it's not canned. So he does make a dreamsicle drink, but you have to go into Sturgeon Spirits to check it out. So there you go. So I did run that by him, and that was his answer. Why not Canada, though, right? I don't know. All right, folks, it is Alan Ruck's birthday today. Do you think people know who Alan Ruck is?
I would say no.
No? If you watch Spin City or Ferris Bueller's Day Off, you know he is Cameron Fry in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It is his birthday today. We've been talking about Ferris kind of off the air a little bit, and I thought we got to have some kind of discussion. And what better way to celebrate Alan Ruck's birthday than to have the host of New Wisco Weekend on and discuss some Ferris Bueller. She knows every movie line ever made. She puts me to shame when we go back and forth and she is here in the flesh. She is the Northeast Wisconsin News Director. Am I getting that right, Lisa?
News Bureau Chief. News Bureau Director. Yeah, whatever you want to call me.
Bureau Chief sounds better. And the host of New Wisco Weekend, a wonderful magazine show that we have all to ourselves here in Northeast Wisconsin, although you can get it on the Civic Media website.
You can get it
website.
On the app and on the website. Yep.
Yeah, welcome to the show. It's great to have you back.
Thank you very much. And I'm honored to be here on Alan Ruck's birthday. And I know... I know that you mentioned that you wanted to talk Ferris Bueller a little bit, but, and I told you this, my favorite Alan Ruck quote is not from Ferris Bueller, although Ferris, you're my hero is a great
That's
quote.
That's a great one, yeah.
My favorite one from him is when he was in Twister, he played Rabbit, and they're in the car and everybody's trying to find a way to get to this Twister going through corn and all this. And he goes, trust me, Rabbit is good. Rabbit is wise. So that will always be my favorite quote.
From Alan Ruck, not Cameron Fry.
Not Cameron Fry. That's Alan Ruck. He played Rabbit in Twister.
I shared with you my favorite Ferris Bueller quote. And it was one that Ed Rooney said. And I can't repeat it on the air, but he was talking to the dog. Right. He gave the dog like poison flowers or something. And he says, Uncle Ed has a present for you, a little.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful. Yeah. So we have, where are you at with Ferris Bueller overall as a movie? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, I loved it. I thought, you know, I don't know that it's a great movie, but it was great to me. I loved everything it represented.
That's just it. Ferris Bueller is one of those quintessential 80s movies.
Yeah.
I mean, my sister saw it like opening night in the movie theater, and she doesn't remember going to see it opening night. I was pissed because she did. I had to work and she got to go see it. And she came home with all this swag and everything that she has since lost. And I'm like, do you know what kind of collector's item that would be now?
Yeah.
But, I watched that movie so many times, and what it did for Yellow with Oh Yeah was amazing.
Oh, yes. Wait, was that Yellow or was that Art of Noise?
No, that was Yellow. Oh Yeah, no I believe kidding. Is okay. Yellow. Yeah.
Yeah, that gets
Hold
replayed
on.
Constantly.
I can look it up
I believe
quick,
you.
Because I have a computer in my hand. Hold on.
I will get to Lisa too. I want to ask you, Lisa, after you're done Googling, your favorite.
Yep, it's Yellow.
So the band is yellow and it's Oh Yeah. I was totally, I thought it was, because I know Tangerine Dream did some of the music. There's some of that great music at the end of it where Ferris is with Mia Sara, who kind of disappeared for years. And now she's in this Mike Flanagan movie. It's not Materialist. She's in a new film, The Life of Chuck. And she's basically retired. She raised a couple kids in LA and she only comes out of retirement when director Mike Flanagan asks her to. She's still gorgeous. She's still, I don't know what kind of actor she was on the broad spectrum because she didn't do much, but she was really good as Sloane Peterson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And there's some great moments between them with this great soundtrack. I think it was Tangerine Dream, but a great soundtrack to the whole movie, actually.
Yeah. She had some great lines, too. Just some simple little memorable lines, you know. He's going to marry me is probably my favorite from her because it's right there towards the end. And he's going to marry me.
Hearing you say that, that gives me a pain in my stomach and takes me back to the things we wanted in high school. And it's just like, thank God. There's some song that says, thank God for unanswered prayers or something like that. It might be the Meatloaf song. I don't know, but that's.
No, I think that's Garth Brooks.
I wouldn't know a Garth Brooks song, but I believe you.
I think Unanswered Prayers is Garth Brooks, but don't quote me. Yeah. It's been a while since I've been in music radio, so.
I think that's another yellow tune. the perfect Ferris Bueller was Matthew Broderick. That was just outstanding casting.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they could not have gotten anybody better to play him and to break the fourth wall. He was was great at breaking the fourth wall. And, you know, what's her face?
Mia
Chicky,
Sarah?
Dirty Dancing Chicky. No, oh, Dirty Jennifer Dancing Chick.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And
I
Charlie
couldn't remember
Sheen.
Her last name. Yep, Jennifer Grey, Charlie Sheen. But he was dating Jennifer Grey during that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then afterwards they had that car wreck.
Wait, who? Oh, Matthew Broderick was dating her.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, my God, I forgot about that.
See,
wow, you know
this
stuff.
Is the stuff that I used to read in my, you know, fan magazines when I was...
Tiger Beat?
Yeah. Oh. I did have a subscription to Tiger Beat when I was a younger teenager. And Tiger Beat Star, which was its
offshoot. Companion its magazine. Subsidiary, if you will.
Yes.
I
am dating myself big time with this.
Hey, listen, if we both know who Leif Garrett is, we're in serious trouble. Chris Casper, our civic media engineering rock star, chimes in on the text line and says, it's part of my ethos, second only to Top Gun. He's a huge Top Gun fan. And,
you know, seriously, those of us from Gen Z who were, you know, in our formidable young adult lives, Ferris Bueller's Day Off was just classic because A, he thumbed his nose at authority.
Right.
B, he had fun doing it. And C, well, it was just funny.
It was funny.
You know, it was what we all wanted to do.
It was great. It's a great movie. And speaking of, it's funny that Casper mentioned Top Gun because my classic movie pick of the week will be, you have a rock and roll theme this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a great show, folks. If you have not checked out New Wisco Weekend here at WGBW or WISS, or just go to the Civic Media app, all the episodes are backlogged. Lisa is the host and does a great job with it. And my movie pick is going to be The Doors.
Film.
Yeah. And at the time, I think time has kind of made it a classic. Like, and I think Val Kilmer's performance as Jim Morrison. I don't think it's a great, great movie, but it's very entertaining. And Jim Morrison, played by Val Kilmer playing Jim Morrison, to me makes it a classic, and the music.
He's got that slithering way of moving that was just perfect and really kind of evoked Jim Morrison's vibe.
Absolutely.
And he didn't look half bad in leather pants either, so that was good.
Well, he pulled it off, and all the other actors, like Tom Cruise was considered for that role. Bono, to play Jim Morrison, like there's a whole list of people, Keanu Reeves, you know, maybe Keanu Reeves could have done it, but Val Kilmer was actually the perfect cast. And Chris Casper, and this is in my classic movie, B2, Casper says, oh man, Val sang all of his own stuff, and that's true too. Like he did.
And he also sang all of his own stuff in... Oh, it was such a great spoofy movie. And I'm losing
it. Oh, I know
right
what you're
now.
Talking about. Top Secret.
There you go. Yeah. Top Secret. Exactly. And I loved Val Kilmer in Real Genius.
Loved
that
him.
That was the movie to watch Val Kilmer in. It was Real Genius.
He was great. And here's how well he did playing Jim Morrison. Just refreshing my memory about this movie today. None of the Doors liked the film particularly well, of the actual real-life Doors. They thought it was not an accurate depiction of the band or Morrison. They said they made him look like a slob. He was actually a great guy. They took Oliver Stone, the director, took a lot of liberties, but they all thought Val Kilmer should have gotten an Academy Award for playing their bandmate Jim Morrison.
Makes perfect sense. I mean, when you can embody that character and become that character right. for, you know, several weeks of filming. So, yeah.
So, Lise, what else is coming up on the show this weekend? Do you anything?
I can't believe you just called me Lise.
Should I not have done that?
No, that's great, because I haven't been called Lise by anybody who's not in my family for years. Well, and that's great. Listen, that's what they used to call me was Lise.
I kind of feel like we could be cousins. I mean, we have kind of a similar sensibilities. You're probably a little smarter than I with news.
Of course.
But, you know, I think we could, you pull off the Lise thing. You don't want to do that for news. You're Lisa Hale. That sounds very
I'm Lisa Hale for news. But when we're talking entertainment, when we're talking Ferris Bueller.
Yeah. Lise.
I'm Lise. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Very good.
But as for New Wisco Weekend, this weekend, you mentioned our theme is kind of a mixture.
Yeah.
It's patriotic and rock and roll, because Rock and Roll Day is Monday, July 7th. So, and we're doing the 4th of July weekend as well. So we're combining it, and we've got some great features on fireworks and Terry Barr's doing her feature on rock and roll. So it's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a great show. Do you have a, for the 4th of July, what is a cocktail you would nurse before we let you get out of here?
That I would nurse?
Yeah.
As in not drink it all at one time and kind of sit there with it the whole time?
Assuming you're not being all news bureau-y and you have the day off and you start a little earlier than you normally would, what are you going to just kind of sip on all day?
Vodka tonic.
Oh, nice. That's a great summer drink.
Oh, yeah, exactly. A little extra lime and I'm good.
Yeah, perfect. Hey, and you said you were going to retire to your bedroom and have some peace and quiet to do this interview, but your office looks very professional there. It does not look like a she shed with a bed.
No, this is not the she shed with the bed. This is the office where where I do work and stuff. And you say it looks professional, but I'm looking over my shoulder and I see my Doctor Who picture and my plague doctor mask. So I don't know how professional that is.
Oh, no way. You're styling. That's fantastic. Hey, thanks for jumping on to discuss Ferris Bueller. We had to do it tonight and you were just the person to do it with. Thank you so much.
Well, anytime. And if you really want to get into a quote competition, we can do that anytime you'd like.
Oh, yeah, I've gotten a beat down the last couple times. I'll rally. I'll come back at you. I'm not done. You haven't seen the last of Peach
Bobo. It's
pretty
bad when I gave you quotes from In-N-Out and you didn't even know what I was talking about.
I know. So. It's terrible. I'll put on my game face next time.
Works for me.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great show this weekend, and we'll talk
anytime.
To you soon.
All right. Thank you very much, Pete.
You're very welcome. That's Lise Hale, from the host of New Wisco Weekend and the bureau chief here at WGBW, WISS. We are coming right back to finish up your text. There was a text war brewing between Dave and PJ. We'll get to that when we come back. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just another night. It's all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby, I talk to you.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's Summerfest's third and final round of dates. Can you believe it? We've again made some personal picks for you to enjoy the big gig along Milwaukee's Lakeshore this holiday weekend. Let's start with the music, and some great throwbacks are playing, including Richard Marx, the band Chicago, Fountains of Wayne, even Sebastian Bach. Find the full list of artists on the more than 12 stages at summerfest.com. Friday night, Johnsonville is hosting a huge party for America's 249th birthday. Don't miss singing, cake, and fireworks to cap off the celebration. And here's what I call your new must-do. Grab a free big win ticket at the gate on Saturday. You could walk away with more money than you arrived with. $1 million up for grabs. No kidding. Wishing you a happy holiday. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. I am Pete Schwabe. Conrad Krieger running the board. Great to have you with me. We have a little text war brewing, good-natured text war we'll get to very soon. Tomorrow night on the show, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller will be here. I'm very curious to see if Matt has seen F1, but we'll talk about all the summer blockbusters, Jurassic Park opening tomorrow. That's exciting. It's going to be a big week for the box office, and it's been a good box office so far this summer, I think. There have been some really good films that have been out. And we'll talk to Matt tomorrow night at 6:35 about that. And then a Madison-based filmmaker and music producer extraordinaire, Wendy Schneider, will be here. Wendy has a screening of her film, The Smart Studio Story, at the Atwood Music Hall in Madison coming up in just about a week or so. So we'll talk to Wendy about that. The film is actually about 9 years old, and it's about Butch Vig and Steve Marker and how they formed Smart Studios. Butch is a member of the band Garbage, and he and Steve produced albums by Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, I think like Soundgarden, and obviously Garbage, all from this little hole-in-the-wall studio in Madison. And I had the opportunity to interview Wendy and Butch on PBS and host a Q&A with them at the Barrymore Theater after a screening of The Smart Studio Story during the Wisconsin Film Festival years ago. It is a really good film, folks, and the musical history that Madison offered through Butch and Steve and Wendy, who worked for Butch and Steve, is just great. It's really a great exploration of Wisconsin bands and great albums that were produced here in Wisconsin. So if you haven't seen the Smart Studio Story, you have an opportunity in Madison coming up in just a few days. But Wendy will be here tomorrow night to talk about that along with Matt. So another great show tomorrow night before we take a short break. As I mentioned earlier, Thursday, Friday, and Monday will all be new kind of shows, not necessarily original, but fun themes. We've got the quiz show,
Monday,
and we've got the Madison Music guests, and that's Friday?
Yep, Friday, okay. And then Thursday is just kind of like some great moments just to look back on this year so far.
Yeah, well, that's going to be fun. Turning to our last final text here, we've got from the social media page, Vince Moranto, comedian Vince Moranto, who has been on the show, great guy. He says, nursing, ha ha ha, good one. Vince will obviously be downing alcohol at an alarming rate all day. Whatever you do, Vince, be careful. And this is interesting. Chad Fran, he's been on the show before. Chad's a great guy. He says, why support the alcohol industry? I'll tell you why, Chad, because there are very responsible businesses in all walks of life. And as we saw here tonight, what Carl Lowenstein does with Sturgeon Spirits is really responsible and good for the community. He employs a lot of other people through his distillery. They have conservation theories and missions, and they do a lot for the community. So I think it all just depends on the business. There are crappy businesses in all walks of life, including, as you say, Chad, some in the alcohol industry. But I think there's a lot of really good ones, too. So, and those are always the businesses that we'll have fun talking to. So my thanks to Carl Lowenstein for making the drive up from Oshkosh tonight. It was great to meet him and talk about his product. My thanks to Lisa Hale. We've got a text here from Steady Eddie, and then we'll get to our little text war. Your dad chimed in, Conrad. Your dad snuck a text in there. He says his summer drink, or that he will nurse on July 4th, Leinenkugel Summer Shandy will be my drink of choice.
That's a great choice. It is great choice, Dad.
Popular drink, too. You know, I talked recently, Leinenkugel made a watermelon beer.
Yeah, it might have been New Glarus. It was like a watermelon splash, because I had that on the golf course, actually, and it was phenomenal.
I'm almost sure it was, they probably do that too, but I'm pretty sure about 5 years ago, Leinenkugel's had a watermelon beer, and it was different and really refreshing. Really liked it.
That's exactly how the Nuclear's one was too.
As is Summer Shandy. That's a great choice.
Yeah.
Steady Eddie from the 608 says, Pete, I feel your pain. I like Conrad and listener. I like Conrad's and listeners' idea of soaking your foot in a warm solution to help remove that invisible, painful shard of glass. I would try that first. But if that fails, another possible remedy that I found on YouTube, Pete, is for you to go out in your front yard on a hot, sunny summer day while wearing your favorite bowling shirt and Bermuda shorts. Stand on your head and sing the Star Spangled Banner at the top of your lungs. Not doing that, Steady Eddie. But he says, after singing all four verses, cool yourself down with a garden hose. Rinse and repeat this procedure every 30 minutes. The glass shard should eventually work itself out. I'm not sure if this will work, Pete. What I'm saying is there's a chance. Well, Steady Eddie brought it on that.
You got to try it tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. All right, so for the last hour or so, PJ and Dave on the stream have been getting into it. And PJ said, PJ gave suggestions of what he was going to nurse on July 4th. And Dave said, PJ is on fire tonight. Beer for me. Then PJ kept going. After thanking Conrad for being on his side, PJ said, in response to Dave's text, I'm always on fire, Dave. I'm a fire sign, however. I am a fire sign, however? What does that mean? I don't get that.
I'm not sure.
Is that like an astrological thing or something? PJ says, hemp vodka. You know hemp is legal here. Yes, PJ. I'll take your word for it. Dave says, that might be too much, PJ. They're going back and forth. I love it when listeners get involved and talk to each other. PJ says, I've been trying to get one of the local microbreweries around here to brew a hemp beer. Wow. We could, you know any breweries, Conrad?
There's a bunch in Green Bay.
And here's Dave being helpful again. He says, the Railhouse in Marinette, talk to Ron. He's referring PJ to Ron. This is an information exchange. Just beautiful when Nightlight listeners come together. And they love, PJ says he loves Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Gen X Movie. Dave says, we grew up at that time and we drank hose water. That's what PJ drinks, hose water. And then Dave says, I remember when everyone from Michigan came to Wisconsin to drink. Now everyone from Wisconsin goes to Michigan to smoke. Dave says, eat a little dirt. PJ says, and Illinois, if you live on that end. All right, everybody chipping in tonight. It was a great night at Nightlight. Thank you all for your texts. Little text war never hurt anybody. It wasn't really a war.
No. information.
It was fun.
Information change.
We'll do it all again tomorrow. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The jury has a verdict in the Sean Diddy Combs case on all counts but the biggest one, racketeering, whether the rap mogul ran a criminal enterprise. Legal analysts tell us Combs has reason to worry when the jury revisits that count in the morning. ABC's Rena Roy.
They wanted to see the transcripts of Cassie Ventura's testimony. It was harrowing. It was graphic. It was very emotional. Many called her the prosecution's star witness.
Three Republicans voted no on the president's spending bill that passed the Senate today. Tom Tillis of North Carolina, Susan Collins of Maine, and Rand Paul of Kentucky, who says we can't afford it.
We don't have any of that money. All of it's borrowed. All of that spending will have to be borrowed. And this bill will lead to a much greater deficit over time. And I don't believe it's fiscally responsible.
Now it's back to the House. President Trump says Israel has agreed to a 60-day Gaza ceasefire and is urging Hamas to accept. This is ABC News.